I too would be happy to.
Good morning.
Chosan.
I want to tell Pastor Tony it's okay that he can't say the word Uzbekistan. Because the English speaking churches can't say it either. So we're going to begin today with a scripture reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 to 31. Let's pray. Father God, will you please open our hearts and our minds to understand your word? Please speak to us by your Holy Spirit. Speak to each one of us that which you want us to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, as an Alliance International worker, I want to begin by thanking your church for joining with many other Alliance churches to send us to Russia. I'm very happy to have this opportunity to share with you some of what God is doing in Moscow. And maybe as you noticed when you came in this morning, although we live in Russia, our work is not primarily with Russians. And I believe Pastor Tony was explaining to you that we are working among people from Uzbekistan.
Reverend Joyce, 他是在烏茲巴克斯坦人當中工作。
And not just Uzbekistan, but many different peoples who move from Central Asia up to Moscow.
不單是烏茲巴克斯坦的人，亦都係好多中亞移居咗去莫斯科嘅一啲中亞裔人士。
So here you have a map of the Central Asian region. Those countries in the bottom portion of the map are Central Asia.
你喺度有個地圖，大家可以睇見咧，樓下有下邊有顏色嘅地方就係中亞嘅地區。
And our team of four families is trying to reach the peoples that you see listed there.
咁我哋呢四個宣教士家庭咧，就係去服侍呢啲中亞地區嘅人，喺嗰度睇見有五個族裔嘅人。
So millions of people from these people groups that you see there are moving up to Moscow to work.
有幾百萬呢啲中亞裔嘅人咧，係移居去莫斯科度揾工作。
And by their upbringing and their culture, all of these people are Muslim people.
咁佢哋基本上咧，佢嘅背景咧都係回教嘅背景嚟嘅。
But because their homelands used to be a part of the Soviet Union, there's a very close connection with Russia.
係因為佢哋呢國家以前咧係隸屬於蘇聯，所以咧佢同莫斯科都有一啲嘅聯繫。
So some of them speak Russian well, others don't speak it at all.
佢哋一部分人咧可以講俄文，但有啲人咧係唔識講嘅。
But because most of them can speak it a little bit, they move there hoping to find a better job.
但因為大部分佢哋都識少少俄文啦，所以佢哋就想移居嗰度咧，希望可以揾到啲工作。
So their goal when they come to Russia and to Moscow is just to earn money and to send it back to their families.
咁佢哋目的去到莫斯科目的咧，就係想賺啲錢咧，係寄翻俾屋企人。
Most of those who come are men.
大部分嚟嘅都係男性。
They'll leave their wives and their children back home in their homelands.
而佢哋嘅太太同埋仔女咧，就留翻喺家鄉。
So their plan is not to stay permanently in Russia.
佢哋嘅計劃咧，就係唔會長期居留喺俄羅斯。
And if you could live in their shoes for just a few days, you would understand why they don't want to stay there.
咁如果你哋可以代入佢哋身份，並設身處地同佢思考一下嘅時候，你會知道點解佢唔想留喺俄羅斯。
These Muslim Central Asians lead a very difficult life in Russia.
佢呢啲喺俄羅斯嘅中亞裔人士咧，其實有一個好艱苦嘅生活。
They face many injustices and persecution.
佢哋面對好多嘅唔公平同埋壓迫。
They are looked down upon by the majority population.
佢哋俾人睇唔起。
They're discriminated against.
佢被歧視。
They're often told by strangers to stop speaking their language and to speak only Russian.
佢成日喺街上面俾啲陌生人叫佢哋唔好講自己話，只可以講俄文。
It can be very difficult for them to find places to live.
佢哋好難揾到地方去居住。
Many times, the apartment owners are unwilling to rent to people who are Central Asian.
好多業主都唔想租屋俾佢哋住。
In addition to being looked down upon by the majority population, they also suffer economically.
佢哋俾普羅大眾係去歧視之外咧，佢哋都喺經濟上係有困難。
So even though the opportunities in Russia to work are greater than in their homeland, a good job is still very hard to find.
雖然喺莫斯科係可能比喺佢鄉下更加容易揾到工作，但係佢哋好難揾到好嘅工作。
So they work very long hours with very little pay.
所以佢哋做好長嘅時間，得到好低微嘅收入。
Sometimes when they work on a construction site, they are not allowed to leave the construction site.
有時佢喺一個地盤工作嘅時候咧，係唔俾佢哋離開呢個地盤嘅。
The employers take their passports so that they can't move about freely.
咁佢哋嘅僱主咧就將佢嘅護照咧係攞咗去，等佢哋唔可以走嘅。
Usually they have to wait at least a month before they'll receive any pay for their work.
通常我哋要等至少一個月啦，佢先會有錢收啦。
I've even met someworkers who have gone 6 months without receiving pay.
我甚至遇到過一啲人咧，係佢做咗六個月嘅工作咧，都收唔到人工噶。
They're constantly being promised one wage and then given another.
咁好多僱主咧就答應俾某個工資佢哋咧，但係咧佢到後咧收唔到嗰個工資噶。
They know that when someone promises them work and says I'll pay you this much, that they're not going to get that much.
咁佢哋都知道咧，當人哋話答應俾幾多錢佢，其實咧佢哋唔會收到咁嘅錢嘅。
And because most of them are working illegally, they have no legal protection when they are wronged.
因為佢哋大部分咧都係唔係合法嘅被僱用咧，所以佢哋都係冇法律上嘅保障嘅。
Because rent is very high in Moscow, they often live together in an apartment.
因為喺俄羅斯喺莫斯科嘅租金係好貴嘅，所以咧佢嗰時候咧好多人咧先一齊住埋一齊嘅要。
I once shared a meal with two Central Asian friends who were living in a two-room apartment with 15 adults。
我曾經同一個兩個嘅中亞裔嘅朋友食飯咧，去到屋企咧，原來佢哋15個成人咧住喺兩間房嘅公寓入邊。
Many of these migrant workers work as yard work and street cleaning, shoveling snow.
他們很多時候是可能是做鏟雪啊，或者是去做園丁咁樣嘅工作。
And so they'll often live in the unfinished basement of the apartment buildings.
他亦都很多時候住喺一啲未起好嘅建築物嘅地庫入邊嘅。
A couple of years ago, a whole group of them were living on the second floor of a warehouse.
咁幾年之前咧，有一班咁嘅人咧，就住喺一個貨倉嘅二樓。
And all of them perished when this warehouse burned to the ground。
咁呢個貨倉咧就發生火災咧，咁佢哋咧都係葬身火海嘅。
So what is our team there to do？
咁我哋呢個團隊去呢度做乜嘢咧
？Why are we working among these migrants？
點解我哋要去呢啲外地勞工當中工作咧？
The situation that they are living in is deplorable.
他們的居住生活環境是非常之可怕的。
It hurts me to see them suffering.
我很不開心看到他們這麼痛苦。
I get angry when I hear their stories and I hear about the injustices that they face.
當我聽見他們所遇到的不公平的待遇，我是很憤怒的。
But let me be very clear. We are not in Moscow to right these wrongs.
但我要清楚咁講，我哋去俄羅斯目的唔係去抱打不平。
We do what we can to offer help and comfort to them。
我哋盡量去幫助佢哋，俾佢哋一啲安慰。
Occasionally we'll have clothing distributions and give out free clothing。
來不來我哋會有啲免費嘅衣物派俾佢哋。
We offer free Russian and English classes for which they're very grateful。
我哋有陣時會教佢講俄文或者講英文，咁佢哋就好感謝我哋嘅。
We have a partnership with a Christian medical clinic, and we can help them get free medical care.
我哋同一個嘅基督教嘅診所係有一個共同嘅工作咧，就係俾一啲免費嘅醫療服務俾佢哋。
So whenever possible, we seek to show the love of Jesus to them in practical ways.
盡量咧，我哋係去表明神嘅愛俾佢哋，係一啲好直接好嘅方法。
And we're always looking for new ways to do this.
我哋成日都去揾新嘅方法，係去將神嘅愛帶俾佢哋。
But the main objective of our team is to share with these migrants the message of salvation in Jesus Christ.
但我哋嘅最重要嘅工作咧，就係向佢哋傳福音，將神嘅拯救話俾佢哋知道。
Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his soul?"
神話。人若賺得全世界，賠上自己嘅性命，有什麼益處呢？
So in other words, even if we could help them get the justice that they lack,
即是說，就算我們幫他們找到公平，
What good would that be if they have to stand before the justice of God without their sins being forgiven?
但將來他都要面對正公義的神的審判的時候，去審判他們罪惡的時候，那他現在找到的公平有什麼益處呢？對於他們來說。
Yes, we want to do what we can to meet their material needs.
是没错，我们尽量是要去帮助他们物质上的需要。
But we know that these needs are temporary.
但我们知道这些需要都是暂时的。
And the eternal need is spiritual.
而这个永远的需要呢，永恒的需要呢，是灵性上的。
So our calling is to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus.
所以我们的呼召就是去向他们传福音。
And the Apostle Paul understood his calling in these terms as well in the passage that we read.
使徒保罗在我们读过的经文里面都是这样去理解他的被神的呼召。
And in verse 17, he said that Christ sent him to preach the gospel.
在第十七节这里讲到基督是差遣保罗是去传福音。
And in verse 18, he tells us what that gospel is. It's Jesus crucified. It's the word of the cross.
而佢第十八節講到呢個福音係咩咧？就係基督喺十字架嘅道理。
So when we look at situations like that of these Muslim Central Asian migrants，
咁當我哋睇呢班喺莫斯科嘅中亞裔人士嘅情況嘅時候
，we can't look only through the lens of politics。
我哋唔可以淨係用政治嘅眼光去睇。
We cannot look only through the lens of human rights or social justice.
我哋唔可以淨係用人權或者社會公義嘅眼光去睇呢件事。
We need to look at situations like this through the lens of God's word.
我哋要用神嘅話語嘅眼光去睇。
And what did we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1?
而我哋啱啱喺度讀第一章哥林多前書第一章，佢講乜嘢咧？
Verse 27 says, God chose what is foolish in the world.
第27節咁話，佢話神揀選咗世上愚拙嘅。
God chose what is weak in the world.
佢揀選世上軟弱嘅。
God chose what is low and despised.
揀選世上卑賤同埋被人厭惡嘅。
So when we look at their situation through the lens of this scripture,
當我哋以呢個經文嘅眼光去睇佢哋嘅境況嘅時候。
We find that this place of weakness in which these migrants find themselves,
我就發現佢哋喺處緊呢處呢個咁嘅坎坷嘅處境。
This place of weakness may very well be the door into the eternal kingdom of Jesus.
佢哋呢個坎坷嘅處境可能就係為佢哋去認識耶穌嘅一個大門。
Could it be that God has brought these migrants to Moscow to a place where they will suffer? Temporarily,
會唔會神將佢帶去莫斯科，等佢哋有暫時嘅困苦嘅環境
？In order to bring them to a place of eternal blessing, eternal glory，
係以致可以將佢帶入永遠嘅祝福同埋榮耀當中。
And I believe that this is exactly what God is doing。
我係絕對相信神，呢個係神嘅工作。
And I hope to show you this from Scripture and also from the testimony of one of my friends。
我希望係用聖經同埋我一個朋友嘅見證去同你分享。
So let's look first at the Word of God。
我首先睇聖經。
The Word teaches us here that God chooses the weak。
聖經話神揀選軟弱嘅。
God chooses the low and the despised。
神揀選咗卑賤嘅同埋被人厭惡嘅。
And He does this so that our eyes will not be on ourselves but on Jesus alone。
佢咁樣做係使到我哋嘅眼光唔會再係。對住自己，亦對住耶穌基督。
So if you look closely at these verses, you will see that weakness is not something that qualifies us for salvation.
所以如果你睇清楚，聖經並唔係話軟弱就令到我哋可以得救。
God does not choose the weak and the low because somehow they are better than those who are rich or wise.
神唔係話一啲軟弱嘅或者卑微嘅人咧，就係比。嗰啲有智慧有錢嘅人係更加有價值。
God is not trying to right wrongs in some way。
神唔係嘗試去補打不平。
It's not a case that the low and the despised deserve salvation because they've suffered。
並唔係因為嗰啲卑微嘅或者軟弱嘅，佢哋係更加值得得救，係因為佢哋軟弱。
So Paul tells us very explicitly in verse 29 why God chooses the weak.
神喺第二十九保罗喺第二十九节讲得好清楚，点解神拣选嗰啲软弱嘅人
？It is so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
系以致一个人都唔能够自夸。
No human being can boast.
一个人都唔能够。
Not even the weak.
即使你系软弱嘅。
Neither the oppressed nor the oppressor can boast.
無論你係壓迫人嘅定係被壓迫嘅，你都唔可以自誇。
Neither the wise nor the foolish can boast。
無論你係有智慧嘅定係愚拙嘅人都唔可以自誇。
God is showing us that there is nothing that qualifies us before Him。
神係俾我睇到我哋冇任何嘅條件係令到我哋可以得救。
Having it all together doesn't qualify us。
當我哋一切都一帆風順嘅都唔可以令到我哋得救。
And being weak and low and despised doesn't qualify us.
當我哋軟弱、低微、被藐視，都唔係可以令我哋得救。
Verse 30 says, "It is because of God that we are in Christ Jesus."
第三十節話係本乎於神，我哋先可以入到基督入邊。
It's due to God's grace. It's due to His compassion.
係因為神嘅恩典同埋佢嘅慈愛。
And so our boast can never be in ourselves.
所以我哋嘅夸耀永远都唔可以喺自己身上。
We can only boast in Jesus.
我哋只可以系指住主夸口。
So what is God's purpose in allowing so much injustice and inequality in our world?
咁呢世上有咁多嘅唔公平嘅事，神嘅目的系乜嘢咧
Part of the answer to that question is that when we are stripped of everything, God may be preparing us to see Jesus.
其中一個答案就是當我們被剝奪了所有我們可以自夸的東西，那我們就要只可以是向主夸口。
God may be using a place of weakness to open our eyes to see the glory of Jesus.
神可能是用一個我們的軟弱去打開我們的眼睛去仰望耶穌。
All throughout the Bible, who is it that cries out to God?
在整本聖經裡面究竟是什麼人向神呼求呢？
Is it the person who has all of his needs met?
是不是一個人什麼的需要都已經滿足了的人他才向神呼求呢？
Is it the person who has none of his human rights violated?
是不是一個人他的人權是沒有被剝削？
It's the needy one. It's the oppressed one who cries out to God.
不是的，是那些軟弱有需要的人先向神呼求。
It's the one who is desperate, who sees God as his only hope. That's the one who cries out to God.
是那些已經絕望的人，他才見到神是他唯一的希望，去向神呼求。
We see this in the Psalms. In the Psalms, it's the needy, the desperate, who cry out to God.
我們在詩篇裡看到，是那些有需要的，是軟弱的人，才向神呼喊。
And when Jesus came in Matthew 9, verse 12, remember he said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
咁耶穌喺聖經馬太福音第九章十二節話，有病嘅人唔需要醫生，係冇病嘅，冇病嘅人唔需要醫生，有病嘅人先要睇醫生。
And in the next verse he says, it's not the righteous I've come to call, but sinners.
佢嚟唔係要召義人，乃係要召罪人。
He doesn't mean by that some people are sinners and other people are not sinners.
耶穌唔係話有啲人係罪人，有啲人唔係罪人。
He's saying, I have come for those who know that they are sinners, who see that they are sinners.
耶穌乃係話佢嚟到係要為一啲睇見自己嘅罪嘅人。
I have come for those who see that they are sick and needy.
佢係要去安慰一啲睇見自己係有病、睇見自己有需要嘅人。
So these horribly unjust social situations are often God working in history to bring people to a place of humility and repentance.
所以呢啲咁不如意嘅環境，好多時候係神藉住佢哋去將人帶領到佢嘅面前。
It is His way of stripping us down so that we can see the glory of Jesus.
係佢嘅方法令到我哋一無所有，使到我哋係可以集中於耶穌基督。
And I saw this happen firsthand in the life of a young Uzbek man named Sam.
咁我喺一個烏茲伯克人叫做 Sam 嘅身上嘅年輕人身上咧睇見呢件事。
God used a very difficult life to bring Sam to a place where he could see Jesus.
神係用一個好坎坷嘅人生咧，將阿 Sam 咧帶到去耶穌面前。
This young man Sam was raised in a village on the outskirts of a major city in Uzbekistan.
呢位阿 Sam 咧就佢嘅家鄉係喺一個大城市出邊嘅一個鄉村。
And when he was a teenager, he was out with some friends and he fell off of a bridge.
咁佢年青嘅時候咧就同啲朋友去玩咧就跌咗喺個橋度跌咗落嚟。
And he didn't fall into water, he fell onto rocks.
佢唔係跌咗喺水度，而係跌咗喺石頭上面。
And in his own words, he told me, I was split open and he motioned like this.
咁佢就同Reverend Joyce 講咧話佢跌咗地嘅時候咧，我就成個裂開咗，就係咁樣裂開法。
And he survived, but this fall obviously has affected him.
咁佢慶幸生還啦，但係咧呢個嘅跌倒咧係影響咗一生。
His speech is slurred.
佢講説話係好唔清楚。
He has a very low educational level.
佢都唔能夠完成佢嘅學業。
And because he wasn't seen as qualified by his family to do much of anything.He was sent up in the mountains to be a shepherd.
咁佢屋企人覺得佢咩都做唔到咧，於是咧就派咗佢咧去牧羊。
And he would go up there for 5 to 6 months at a time, just he and his brother.
咁佢就會同佢嘅兄弟咧一去咧就去五六個月上山放羊。
And he told me that they would bring him bread once a month, and that he would live off the land the rest of the time.
咁佢屋企人咧一個月咧就會帶每一個月咧就帶一啲乾糧俾佢哋，其他時候咧佢哋要自己揾食啦。
Another difficulty that Sam has gone through is difficulty in finding a wife.
咁佢咧亦都有困難咧，係揾一個對象嘅。
In Uzbek culture, it's considered shameful if you reach the age of 30 and you're not yet married.
咁喺烏茲伯克嘅文化入邊咧，如果個男人到咗三十歲都冇配偶咧，係一件可恥嘅事情。
And it took until Sam was 35 for his parents to arrange a marriage for him.
咁對阿 Sam 嚟講咧，佢到三十五歲嘅時候咧，佢屋企人先幫佢揾到一個嘅太太。
And also in Uzbek culture, when a marriage occurs, the goal is to have a child as soon as possible.
咁喺烏茲伯克嘅文化入邊咧。結婚的第一個任務就是要有生兒育女。
So as soon as Sam's wife was expecting, his family sent him off to Moscow to work to earn money.
咁當佢太太一有咗嘅時候咧，佢屋企人咧就叫佢去莫斯科去揾錢啦。
When I met him, he had an infant daughter who was 6 months old. He had never seen her, not even a picture of her.
咁當我第一次見到阿 Sam 嘅時候咧，佢係有一個六個月大嘅女兒，但係咧佢從來未見過佢自己嘅女兒，連佢自己女兒嘅相佢都未見過。
Aziz is another Uzbek who came to Moscow to work. He's a believer.
Aziz 咧就係另一個嘅烏茲伯克人咧，係嚟莫斯科工作，佢係一個信徒。
And he met Sam, on the street selling cell phone SIM cards.
咁佢喺街邊度咧就遇上咗阿 Sam， 阿 Sam 嗰時咧係賣緊啲手機嘅 SIM 卡。
And soon Aziz invited Sam to come work with him as a delivery boy at a restaurant。
咁佢就邀請阿 Sam 咧同佢一齊去工作咧，係做一個為餐館送外賣。
And Aziz and I had recently decided that we were going to start an evangelistic Bible study。
Aziz 咧就我啱啱就決定咗要開一個福音性嘅查經班。
So he invited Sam to come to our study.
於是佢就邀請阿 Sam 嚟我哋呢個查經班。
And he warned me. He said, "Brian, you may have trouble understanding him."
但係咧，阿 Sis 就同阿 Reverend Joyce 講咧，你小心啲啊，你可能聽唔明佢講乜㗎。
He said, "I'm Uzbek and I have trouble understanding him."
話我自己都係烏茲伯克別克嘅人，但我都唔有陣時聽唔明佢講乜嘢。
But Sam came to our study, and that week he was the only one there.
Sam 就嚟到我哋查經班，喺嗰個禮拜咧，佢係唯一一個嚟我哋查經班嘅人。
He had never heard anything about Jesus, no story from the Bible. He knew nothing.
佢從來都冇聽過耶穌，冇聽過聖經嘅故事，完全冇聽過基督教嘅嘢。
And we shared with him the story of Cain and Abel from the Old Testament.
咁我就同佢分享舊約入邊亞伯同該隱嘅故事。
And we talked to him about how sin came into the world.
咁我哋講到罪係點樣進入咗世界。
And we talked about how the animal sacrifice that Abel offered points forward to the sacrifice for sins that Jesus would make on the cross.
咁我哋講到亞伯嘅獻祭係點樣預表咗將來基督喺十字架上嘅救贖嘅一個預表。
And as we shared these truths, I'll never forget what he said.
當我向佢哋傳呢個福音嘅時候咧，我係冇法忘記佢講嘅一句説話。
He said, "I'm 35 years old, and no one ever told me this before."
佢話我已經35歲啦，但係冇人同我講過呢啲嘅故事，呢啲真理。
He said, "No one in my village ever told me this."
冇人喺我家鄉同我講過呢啲嘅真理。
He was so open and receptive to what we were saying.
佢非常之嘅容易接受Pastor 講嘅説話。
And in our ministry with Muslims, we very rarely will invite people to follow Jesus the first time we share with them, because they're just not ready.
咁我哋喺回教徒當中工作嘅時候咧，我哋好少咧第一次同我哋講福音咧，就會邀請佢接受基督嘅，因為佢哋係未預備好嘅。
But as we shared with Sam, I could see that God had prepared him.
但當我同佢傳福音嘅時候，我睇見阿 Sam 咧係阿神係已經預備咗佢嘅心。
God had used the difficulties of his life to bring him to a place where he could see Jesus as wonderful.
神系已经用佢呢个坎坷嘅生活咧，系将佢带到一个地方咧，系等佢可以睇见神。
So we invited him to give his heart to Jesus, and he did.
咁我哋就邀请佢将佢嘅心交俾神，咁佢就做咗。
Aziz led him in a prayer. He asked Jesus to forgive his sins, and he told him that he would follow him.
咁Aziz咧就带领佢做一个祈祷。係向神認罪悔改，咁同埋會話佢會跟從耶穌。
And in the weeks that followed, that's exactly what he did. He followed Jesus.
咁跟住幾個禮拜，佢的確係咁樣做，佢係去跟從耶穌。
He would faithfully come to study the Bible with us.
佢每一個禮拜都嚟我哋嘅查經班入邊。
Even when Aziz couldn't be there, he would be there to meet with me.
即使阿 Sis 有時唔得閒，阿 Sam 都會自己一個人嚟。
And he shared with me about things that God was changing in his life.
佢都同我分享神點樣喺佢生命入邊工作改變佢。
God took this young man who was low and despised in the eyes of those around him.
神使用呢一個年輕人，佢係卑微嘅，佢係被藐視嘅，但係佢使用佢。
And he made this young man his child.
佢改變佢，等佢成為神自己嘅兒女。
God chose somebody with nothing and gave him Jesus to be everything to him.
神揀選咗一個乜嘢都冇嘅人，但係將耶穌俾佢去，等佢咩都有。
So think about this.
所以我哋咁樣諗下。
Would Sam have been better off had he been born in the affluent West?
你估佢阿 Sam 如果係喺有錢嘅西方國家入面長大，會唔會好啲咧
？Would it have been better had he been able to get better medical attention after he fell from that bridge?
佢如果喺呢地方長大，佢就會有更加好嘅醫療服務，可能佢嘅病跌咗落嚟就會得到更加好嘅治療。
Wouldn't it be better if he had the respect and honor from his family?
佢會唔會喺咁嘅好嘅環境長大，就會受到佢家人嘅尊重
？In our eyes, that would have been better.
喺我哋眼中，咁樣一定係好一啲嘅生活。
The tragedy in our world today is not that people like Sam have a difficult life.
但係當今世上嘅悲劇並唔係一啲好似 Sam 咁嘅人，佢有一個坎坷嘅人生。
The tragedy is that many people are not willing to give up their life in order to get Jesus.
個悲劇係好多人佢唔願意將佢自己嘅生命交上去得著基督。
That's what Jesus calls us to.
呢個係基督呼召我哋。
In Luke 9:24, he said, "Whoever would save his life will lose it."
喺路加福音九章廿四節，佢話要得著自己生命嘅，將會喪掉生命。
But he says, "Whoever would lose his life for my sake will find it."
係人若為我失去生命嘅，將會得著生命。
God put Sam in a position of being low and despised.
神將阿 Sam 擺喺一個卑微同埋被藐視嘅環境當中。
And in that place of weakness, he could see Jesus.
但喺呢個軟弱當中，佢睇見咗耶穌。
And so often in our world, this is what God is doing. He's using evil, injustice, to open people's eyes to Jesus.
喺我哋世界上面，好多時候神就係用呢個方法，係利用唔公平同一啲罪惡去帶領人到眼光睇到耶穌。
Think about where the gospel has borne the most fruit over the last 50 to 100 years.
我思考一下，喺過去嗰250年當中，咩嘅地方係最福音最嘅種子最茂盛咧
？It's not in the affluent parts of the world where basic human rights are respected.
唔係喺富裕嘅國家，唔係喺人權受到尊重嘅國家。
It's not in the places where the poor are being provided for.
唔係喺一啲貧窮嘅人有受到救濟嘅國家。
It is right when we do those things. It is right in God's sight. When we care for the poor.
我哋去幫助周濟啲貧窮嘅人係一件正確嘅事，係神喜歡我哋做嘅事。
But God, in a way that is mysterious to us, uses those places of weakness to accomplish His saving purposes.
但神好奇妙嘅係利用一啲惡劣嘅環境係去成就佢自己嘅目的。
I recently heard a Christian pastor from Syria speak.
我最近係聽見一個喺敍利亞嚟嘅一個基督教嘅牧者同我咁樣講。
And as you know, right now Syria is being torn apart by civil war.
大家都知道而家敍利亞咧係有一個內戰。
People are fleeing the situation.
好多人都係走難。
And this Christian pastor said this, "It is in the darkest of the night that the stars shine most brightly."
呢位牧師話係喺最黑暗嘅晚上嘅夜晚，啲星宿會顯得最光明。
The situation in Syria is dark.
喺敍利亞嘅情況係好黑暗。
But Jesus, the light of the world, is shining in that dark place.
但係耶穌係世上嘅光，世界嘅光，佢係照耀咗呢個黑暗當中。
This pastor said that he has seen more Muslims in Syria come to Christ in the last year than in all the years of his ministry put together.
这位牧师说他在过往一年当中见到更加多的回教徒转向耶稣，比起一直以来在叙利亚的工作这么多年来都更加多。
And it can be the same for us in our lives.
在我们生命里面都是一样。
It is in the darkness of our lives that we are able to see Jesus.
在我们人生的黑暗里面，我们才见到神的光。
It is when we go through weakness and difficulty that we can see Jesus more clearly.
是当我们遇到困难，当我们软弱的时候，我们才看得耶稣更清楚。
It's in our brokenness.
在我们的破碎当中。
Addictions that we can't conquer.
一些我们没办法改变，我们做。
Debts that we can't repay.
一些我们还不到的债。
Dreams that we can't make happen. Jobs that we can't find.
我们没法圆的梦，我们没法找到的工作。
Guilt that we can't get rid of, shame that we can't cover.
一些我们洗不去的罪疚感，一些我们掩饰不到的羞愧。
It is in those dark places that we can see Jesus and call upon Him.
是在这么黑暗的情况下，我们才见到耶稣。
I want to be clear about one thing, however.
但我想讲清楚一件事。
Just seeing our needs and asking God for help with those needs does not save us.
只是看见我们的需要，而叫神去帮助我们的需要，不会救到我们。
In my work in various countries, I've seen this many times.
当我在很多不同的国家里面工作的时候，我见到这个事实。
People will come to Jesus because they need a job.
很多人会来到耶稣面前，因为他需要一份工作。
Or because there's problems in a family and they can't fix them.
因为他的家庭有问题，他没法改变。
Just coming to Jesus with our needs doesn't save us.
但只是将我们的需要带到耶稣面前，是不会拯救我们。
But when our needs and our weakness bring us to a place of being willing to give everything to Jesus, that's when we're born again.
就是当我们这些软弱，这些需要是令到我们愿意将所有东西都摆开。
God uses these places of weakness to help us see that Jesus is worth giving up everything to receive.
神是利用这些软弱，这些苦况，令到我们看见神是值得我们将一切摆开去追随。
Where is it that we see most clearly that God uses evil and injustice to bring about His saving purposes?
在哪里我们可以看得最清楚神是用这些不公义或者罪恶是成就祂的计划呢？
It's at the cross of Jesus.
就是在耶稣被钉十字架这件事情上面。
Jesus was low and despised.
耶稣是降卑，亦都是被藐视。
Jesus was crucified in weakness.
耶稣是在软弱当中被钉在十字架上。
And He saves us by uniting us to Himself.
祂和我们联系在一起，以这样的方法来拯救我们。
So is it any wonder that the way God saves us is first of all by bringing us to a place of weakness?
那神如果是将我们带到一个软弱的环境当中，而以这个方法来拯救我们，是有什么稀奇呢？
Bringing us to a place of need so that we will call out to God.
祂将我们带到一个困苦的境况里面，以致我们可以向祂呼求。
And then He unites us with Jesus in His resurrection power.
祂以复活的大能，将我们和基督联系起来。
So if you're going through a dark time in your life right now, I pray that you will find encouragement and hope in these words.
所以如果你现在在一个人生的低谷里面， 我祈祷希望你在这段圣经里面得到勉励。
And maybe you would even find salvation in that dark place.
我祈祷你在这个低谷里面找到拯救。
And if you've never come to Christ and admitted your need for forgiveness, I pray that like Sam, you would humble yourself and call out to God for salvation.
如果你从来都未认识耶稣，亦都未向他叫他赦免你的罪的话，我希望你今日会认识耶稣。
It may be our lives that are a mess, or it may be the lives of people around us.
可能係我哋嘅生命係一塌糊塗，亦都可能係我哋周圍嘅人嘅生活係一塌糊塗。
Our world is a mess.
我哋嘅世界而家係一塌糊塗。
It's filled with injustice, filled with suffering.
係充滿咗唔公平，充滿咗好多嘅困苦。
Filled with war, filled with disease.
充滿咗戰亂，充滿咗疾病。
It's a dark place.
係一個黑暗嘅地方。
But this is my message to you this morning. God is at work in these dark places.
但今天我向你所傳的信息就是，神在這些黑暗的環境當中繼續工作。
God is at work in Moscow. He's at work in Syria.
神在莫斯科工作，也在敘利亞工作。
Our Russia field works together with the field of Ukraine.
我們俄羅斯的團隊是跟烏克蘭的團隊是聯合一起的工作的。
As you know, right now Ukraine is also going through very difficult times.
你都知道而家咧，烏克蘭都係經過一個好困難嘅情況底下。
But there is revival happening in Ukraine.
但喺烏克蘭而家其實係有一個復興嘅信仰上嘅復興。
People are coming to Jesus.
好多嘅烏克蘭人都係再一次去嚟到耶穌面前。
Missions is not about us doing work for God.
宣教並唔係話我哋去為神做啲乜嘢。
God is at work in our world.
神喺我哋世界邊工作。
And we can join Him playing the part that He wants us to play.
我哋可以同佢配合去做神為我哋預備嘅工作。
God is exalting His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神係高舉佢嘅兒子耶穌基督。
And it's in the darkness, it's in the weakness, it's in the place of need that Jesus shines most brightly.
正係喺最黑暗。最軟弱的境況底下，耶穌的光才照得最光明。
And people are turning to Him.
人是轉向基督。
So as we conclude today, just ask God to speak to you and show you what your part is in this.
所以我們結束的時候，我希望大家去向神問，神啊，我可以做什麼呢？
He wants to use you to bring this message of hope to those who are in darkness around you.
神是想使用你去將這個希望帶給那些在黑暗當中的人。
And I want to invite you to join with us in our ministry in Moscow.
我也邀請你們去跟我們一起的這個俄羅斯的工作，去俄羅斯一起去工作。
I would love it if, because God brought me here, He used this to raise up some of you to pray for Uzbek people.
我會非常高興，假如你們神會藉著我這次的講道，令到你們有人會為我們去祈禱。
Most people here in the United States have never heard of the Uzbek people.
大部分美國人都不知道烏茲伯克是什麼地方。
So now you are some of the few people who know about them.
現在經過這個道之後，你就知道哪裡是烏茲伯克。
And maybe the Holy Spirit is calling some of you to pray faithfully for His moving among the Uzbek and the other Central Asian peoples.
可能聖靈就是藉著我今天的道，能夠幫助你去感動你去為這些烏茲伯克的人去祈禱。
So I encourage you to pick up my card with my email address and be praying for my family and for the Uzbek people.
我鼓勵你係去喺門口度攞一張我嘅卡片同埋我嘅 email 我電郵，咁係為我哋嘅祈禱。
If you're interested in hearing more about that, just write me an email.
如果你想知道更加多嘅詳情咧，你可以向我發呢個電郵。
So thank you again for having me here and giving me this opportunity to share.
再一次多謝大家俾我呢個機會係向大家分享。
Let's close with prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Father God, we're so grateful for the salvation that you've given us.
天父，我们是非常感激你给我们的拯救。
Thank you, Father, for opening our eyes to see Jesus.
多谢神，你打开我们眼睛去看见耶稣。
Thank you for giving us a heart that is willing to follow Him.
多谢你给我们有一个心是去追随耶稣。
And what you've done for us, Father, we pray for many, many Uzbeks that they will also see Jesus.
你在我们身上做了的事，我也都祈求主你是在很多的乌兹伯克人身上成就。
Use the difficulties and the injustices that they are facing to open their eyes.
用一些他们所遇到的不公平的困难，是打开他们的眼睛。
That they would see you, Lord God, as a refuge and a strength.
是讓他們看見你是他們的避難所，你是他們的力量。
And that many of them would run to you.
使到佢哋會去追隨你。
Open their eyes to see that Jesus is more than just a prophet.
打開佢哋眼，使佢睇見耶穌唔係單止一個先知。
That he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
反而佢係神嘅羔羊，除去世人罪惡嘅罪惡。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Father. Amen.
我哋喺基督嘅名祈求，阿門。
Amen. Thank you.